Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Bob Molinaro. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Leo Sutherland. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Fran Mullins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Greg Johnston. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sal Butera. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Fernando Arroyo. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from Foley and he is safe. Powell steals second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Dotson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Wilfong moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. It's 2-0. Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foley moves to second. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnston for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage juggles the ball. That's an error on Cubbage. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Johnston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Sutherland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Landreau reaches third base with a triple. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landreau scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morrison moves to third. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to home. Butera drops the ball. Morrison scores. Foley moves to third. Pryor moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-2, Twins. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullins takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foley scores. Pryor scores. Mullins moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnston bunts in front of the plate. Foley fields it and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to third. Two outs. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-1 in the game. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Molinaro hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Foley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing center field. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Wortham now pitching. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Castano now playing third base. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-2 in the game. Sutherland hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mullins hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Castano. The throw from Foley and he is safe. Castano steals second. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnston takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. There goes Castano. The throw from Foley and Castano is out. There goes Johnston. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-2 in the game. Butera hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz hits a fly ball into center field. Johnston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Squires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Squires moves to second. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Molinaro takes first base on ball 4. Squires moves to third. Baines moves to second. Pete Redfern now pitching. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilfong strikes out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Foley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnston. Foley reaches second base with a double. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pryor strikes out. One out. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-3 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to third. Two outs. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mullins hits a fly ball into center field. Johnston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field. Sutherland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnston takes first base on ball 4. Castano moves to second. Ed Farmer now pitching. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0-for-1 in the game. Koontz takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Redfern. Baines moves to third. Molinaro moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foley for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.